Well, hi guys. Welcome back to our bonus episode in lieu of the dance. That's right. The Dental Assistant National Conference for Excellence. I have John Stamper on for you guys. John, can you go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yes. Well, first of all, thank you so much for having me on. And John Stamper, founder of DentalCast Productions. We are I'm trying to think of the best way to describe it. Dental media content company. We do a lot of interviewing in the profession, go out to a lot of the events. And I guess my big thing is I love to showcase all of the great things that are going on in dentistry. I firmly believe that every person in dentistry has something valuable to share. So we try to do our best to capture that and to highlight some of the great moments.
I love that. And you're taking it above and beyond. You're not just interviewing. You're getting access to everyone across the internet. Like, where did this come from? Real quick, before I jump into my next question, what made you decide there's got to be a better way? I need to get these people exposure. I need everybody to have access to the information and the people behind the information.
So the best way to start with that, Rhonda, I think, is to go a little bit back on my history. I spent 9 years working for a company called Brasler USA, and I sold products to dental practices. So I was on that side, right? I was a manufacturer, and we really wanted the time of the dental teams to share with them what we had. So I understood that aspect of it. And then when I left there, I went to the other side of the counter, and I worked for Mortensen Dental Partners, a large DSO in Louisville, Kentucky. And I was then working with the dentists and their teams. And what I discovered was that the manufacturers certainly wanted to get their products and services to the practice, but they didn't have a lot of time. The dental teams do want to learn what's out there. It's just that they're working with patients. And so that was kind of the beginning of for me to figure out a way to be able to kind of connect those two. I knew there was a lot of podcasts out at the time that were talking about practice management and things, but I wanted to show a little bit of love to the companies. And more importantly, find an easy way for the dental teams to learn about some of the great technologies and products and services that are out there that maybe they didn't know about if they didn't get a chance to see everybody like at a trade show or whatever. So that's kind of where it started.
Yeah, and that's perfect because I know, especially the dental assistant community, a lot of us don't have the opportunity to go to trade shows. So our exposure to products that are new or companies behind the products, it's very minimal. So like having this access online for us all to continue to learn and educate ourselves, it's invaluable. John, I can't say thank you enough for it. I've learned so much since DentalCast has been out in the world, just about connecting names to products and services and things that I never would have had exposure to.
Yeah, well, I really appreciate that. And I think that this past Saturday, my team was at the Ohio Dental Association, and I put a little post out there. It really struck me. As you know, Rhonda, at times, not always, but the last day of a trade show, traffic can be a little slow, especially if it's in a city where the weather is nice and people want to watch college football. And so you have all of these companies that have made an investment to be there on the trade show floor. And yet we were interviewing. We were interviewing a lot of these companies. And I thought it was really cool that on one of the interviews, there was actually a hygienist that in the comment section on the Facebook live feed had said that she loved the company, used the products. And that was it. Like that when I saw that, I mean, that's the goal of what we're trying to accomplish. If even just like two or three people learn about that company somewhere on the social media platform or the live stream, that could be the difference between them reaching out to them, maybe becoming a lifelong customer. And from an ROI perspective, if you think about it, you know, then maybe it does justify the fact that they were at that trade show and it was worth it for them to be there to give them that extra exposure. So it's fun stuff. And I think the more we do it, hopefully the more awareness there'll even be.
Oh, I love it. Okay. So with DentalCast Productions, what exactly are you guys going to be doing during the conference?
Yeah, so this is really exciting. So when we originally had spoke to Julie and yourself, the whole idea was for us to set up our little area there, kind of a little talk show, and have you, since you do this great podcast and talk to all these individuals, these dental assistants and all these people, but we really wanted to showcase you and kind of flip it around and have you interview people and then capture all that and certainly live stream that and have people get a beat of what's going on at this first annual meeting and go from that perspective. And we're still going to do that, which we're really excited about that. But the second piece is as you guys were going down this path and marketing this event, we all know that there's a lot of people that probably wanted to go, but maybe couldn't make it logistically to get to Chicago. So we wanted to make available all of the content via private live stream. And we've done this several times. And that is have everything set up so that every single speaker that's there, if there is a dental assistant or a dentist or anybody that was going to attend that wanted to get access to all this great content at this event, they're going to be able to do that privately, and they're going to be able to watch it as if they were there. Now, granted, they'll miss out on the networking, the collaboration, all that, but let's face it, and be able to get some of the great nuggets of what you guys have put together and then take that back to their teams and still take advantage of that and get continuing education, total bonus. So we're pumped about that. Like I said, we'll be inside where all those events are happening, all of the different presenters, capturing all that, live streaming it, and then certainly capturing you. And that's what we're going to be doing there.
I love it. You know what? And it's funny because I think back and, you know, the churches like have been doing this for quite a while. Like people that can't attend the services on Sunday, they tend to be able to live stream the seminars or, I'm sorry, that's not the right word.
The sermon.
It is like a seminar almost. You're learning.
Yes.
You know, it makes so much sense to be able to bring that to a profession such as dentistry. You know, it makes so much sense, especially for those dental assistants that, you know, they're just on the cusp and maybe they're just dipping their toes in CE, and this is a great avenue, and we're so excited that you're going to be there. Okay, I have one more question for you, John, and then I'll let you go.
Yeah.
What made you choose to be a part of the dance? Like, what made you gravitate towards the Dental Assistant National Conference for Excellence?
Well, what I thought you might have said was, why did we want to be a part of it? And my response to you, Rhonda, was going to be, why not? Really? I mean, seriously, I told Julie this. It's kind of one of those things. I mean, after I was just, I was counting up. I had to present last week, and so I had to put together this PowerPoint presentation, and I had that forced me to kind of sit down and acknowledge all the trade shows and things that I've been to over the years. I've been in dentistry for about 16 years. I've probably been to over 160 different shows, big and small. And when I went through there, I really kind of thought to myself, yes, we know that there are dental assistants that have had the opportunity to go to those, but not one of them exclusively was for dental assistants. So when I learned about this, it was the biggest no-brainer of why would I not want to be a part of this? Why would I not want to help and support what you guys are trying to do? Because again, as I said to you in the beginning of this, I'm a firm believer that everybody that is in dentistry has something to say of value, and any piece that can be shared that moves the profession forward is worth it. And the fact that, you know, you guys have certainly put together the effort to make this possible, I think it's only the beginning. And so certainly an honor, and I'm very excited, you know, for us to be a part of it in any form or fashion. And most importantly, you know, show a lot of not just the dental assistants, because I know I've talked about this with Julie. I mean, it's more than the dental assistants. It's all the dental teams, right? It's office managers paying attention, their dentists, their practice owners paying attention, their hygienists paying attention that, hey, listen, you know, I mean, this is a big part of running a dental practice. And I've always said this, as I'm continuing to ramble from this question, I don't even know if I've taken a breath, but I'm excited about this. And the first is that the dental assistant is like the traffic controller in the practice, right? If we were going to do an analogy for like an airport, like awesome, highly producing dental practices have amazing dental assistants that are essentially, as you know, Rhonda, telling the clinical team where to go, right? Dr. Right. Smith, we got an endo in this operatory. We've got a crown in this operatory. We need you to go here. We're going to go there. And when the dentist and the practice owner has that trust and faith in the dental assistant for them to kind of move about and coordinate a practice like that, as you know, practices excel. So why there would not be a meeting in order to be able to continue to educate and develop dental assistants, you know, blew my mind. And so when the phone call came and said, hey, do you want to be a part of this? It was, of course.
Yep. It's so true. We're the nucleus. You know, and we're an underserved community in the profession. And, you know, like Julie posted that one meme, and it was like the old lady from the Titanic. I don't know if you saw it, John, but it was hilarious because it was like 102 years in the making, you know, since the first dental assistant was ever, you know, classified as a job title. We've been waiting for a community like this to come together with education and resources and just the bonding, you know, just because if you surround yourself with like-minded people who are overachievers, what happens?
Yep.
You want to overachieve.
Yeah, absolutely. Exactly.
You are the sum of the company you keep. So, John, I thank you so much for coming on the show. Thank you so much for being a part of this event. Your team, you guys are amazing, and we can't wait to see how amazing this is going to be.
Yeah, well, we're looking forward to it. Again, wish you guys the best of luck. And it's only the beginning, right? I mean, this is the first annual. And I can't wait to watch personally, which is super exciting. I can't wait to watch you interviewing people and having them share their stories, and then certainly the success of everybody that attends. So thanks again. I really appreciate it, Rhonda.
Thanks, John.
You got it.
Thank you guys so much for tuning into this bonus episode, getting ready for the dance, meeting our sponsors and speakers, because these guys are all rock stars. Thank you so much, John Stamper, Steady Ready, Dentalcast Productions, for giving us this opportunity to all attend. Even if we can't be there in person, we can be there virtually and still get access to the education, right? I think it's magical. I think if you guys have not heard of Dentalcast Productions, you need to go now to their Facebook page, check them out. And just broaden your horizons, guys. Like, that's the first step, is learning about products and companies and things that you know can help your office grow, and being able to attach, you know, solutions to the problems that you're seeing every day in your practice. So until next time, keep on suctioning.